Today we'll talk about Midvar Sheker Tirchak. The Pasuk in Sefer Shmos Perchav Gimel Pasuk Zayin tells us Midvar Sheker Tirchak. The Gemara emphasizes in Masechta Shabbos Daf Nun Hamed Aleph that Chosamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, that not only is Sheker something we should stay away from, Emes is something that we look to. It's part of our Mahu Af Atah, that God's Chosam, the way He signs His name, so to speak, is with Emes, and that's supposed to be a defining characteristic of a Jew. And in fact, we're all familiar with the Mishnah Masechta Zavos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yirches, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Kayim, the world stands on three things, or is sustained on three things, Ala Din, Ala Emes, V'Ala Shalom. So one of the things that keeps the world going is Emes. So obviously there's a great emphasis in our religion on Emes, and a great emphasis on staying away from Sheker. Now, it's interesting the Lashon that the Torah used. The Torah says, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. It does not say, Lo Si Sheker. It never tells us that there's an Isser. Normally, He Shomer Pen Al. Those are Lashonos of a Lo Sase. But the Torah doesn't use that Lashon. The Torah says, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Keep yourself away from Sheker. So on the one hand, you could have said, it stops short of giving me a Lo Sase. It must be that it's less serious than a Lo Sase. On the other hand, there are many Achronim that write in various different ways that Midvar Sheker Tirchak is meant to be an actually stronger Lashon than a Lo Sase, that it's more than, that in some ways we have to treat it more stringently than we would a typical Lo Sase. In his first English book, The Right and the Good, Rabbi Daniel Feldman has an essay on this topic, on Midvar Sheker Tirchak, and he points out five examples of Achronim who assume that Midvar Sheker Tirchak is to be treated with greater stringency than a typical Lo Sase. First of all, the Orchos Tzadikim in the Shar HaEmes writes that you have to be careful not to inadvertently speak falsehood, meaning you have to keep clear records of your dealings so that when you estimate something, it should be as close to Emes as possible, that you shouldn't even say something by mistake, that you should have to take extra care in advance, which is not necessarily something that you always find by every other Lo Sase say in the Torah. Number two, normally we would say Safik Darais al Chumra is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba, whether Safik Darais al Chumra is a din Darabanan or a din Daraisa. According to the Rambam, Safik Darais al Chumra is only a din Darabanan, and a Svek Sveko would be Lakula, obviously according to everybody. The Lashon of Tirchak, according to the Minchas Alazar, Nechuva, Chel Gimel, Simin Yurches, Lashon of Tirchak may suggest that even B'makom Safik, it's Asr Mita Oraisa. Again, Tirchak suggesting that Sheker is something we have to stay even further away from than any other Lo Sase Mida Oraisa, any other Isra in the Torah. The Aznayim LeTorah, third example, the Aznayim LeTorah on Sefer Shmos suggests that Tirchak would mean that even when it's permissible to lie, it's only Dechuya, and the circumstance should be avoided entirely. That you should try to stay away, even in situations where you're allowed to lie, where there's a heter to lie, still you should try to stay away as much as you can from telling actual Dvar Sheker, actual words of falsehood. Normally, if there's a heter to an Isser, so you say that it's Mutzer, so you don't, but over here, even in B'makom, that there's a heter to the Isser, you still have to stay away from it. That's Midvar Sheker. Example number four, normally Grumma would be Pater. However, the Sefer Chassidim in Tuf Reish Samach Beis holds that you're not supposed to ask somebody who's upset or is down and doesn't want to talk what's wrong, lest he lie to you to get you off his back. Because you say, what's wrong? Oh, nothing. Well, you just caused him to lie. So even though it's only Biderach Grumma, Sefer Chassidim says, you're still not allowed to even ask him. You're not allowed to even do a Grumma on Sheker. Again, showing Sheker has a stronger nature to it than normal Isurim in the Torah. And the fifth example is, regardless of what you hold, whether Ksiva Kedibur Dami or Ksiva Lav Kedibur Dami, is writing considered like speaking? Is it not considered like speaking? It's clear that you're not allowed to lie in writing. Tosos Maseches Basra Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis writes that Mishas Ksiva Hu Da'Avrlei Al Midvar Sheker Tirchak. From the moment you write something untrue, you are in violation of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. So it's not a typical mitzvah or iser of dibur per se. It's Dvar Sheker. You're not allowed to say any lies. And that way also seems to be more strict than a normal mitzvah or iser of dibur. In fact, Sefer Chassidim Taf Reish Nun Ches holds that even nodding to false things is aser. Someone's saying something that's not true, and you're just yesing them, so you're just nodding. So that too, he says, it's aser. But he says based on a different pasuk, not based on Midvar Sheker Tirchak, based on Hin Sedek. He says Al Tikri Hin Sedek Al Hein Sedek, that your yeses should be tzedek also, that when you say yes to something, it should be because it's really true, and not because you just stam want to say yes to something. There is a discussion in the Rishonim whether Midvar Sheker Tirchak is a dinta oraisa even outside of a courtroom. Because the primary sugya, Masech HaShvus, Taflam and Alfan Beis, where the Gemara gives, I don't know, 13, 14, 15 examples of Midvar Sheker Tirchak, almost all of them relate to a courtroom situation. So there is a major discussion in the Rishonim whether it applies outside of a courtroom on a oraisa level or only on a drabbanan level. Smag understands that the lav is only in the courtroom, but there is a separate mitzvah to tell the truth. There's a separate mitzvah to tell the truth even outside of the courtroom. Sefer Achinuch in Ayin Dalid counts it as a general iser even outside of the courtroom. Now, what kind of iser is this? Midvar Sheker Tirchak? Is it an iser bein adam lechavero, or is it stam an iser even when it's not going to damage somebody else? When it's not bein adam lechavero, do we consider it? Obviously, it's not. But you wouldn't probably call it bein adam lemakom. You'd call it more bein adam leatzmo. The grad three categories. Bein adam lechavero is that which hurts somebody else. Bein adam lemakom is ritual law. And bein adam la'atzmo is just midos, just what are you becoming? What are you allowing yourself to become when you do certain things in terms of your midos? So what category would we put midvar sheker tirchak in? So over here, Rabbi Feldman has five nafkaminas. He may have more, but I took in my notes that he has five nafkaminas. First of all, what if the lie doesn't hurt anybody? It's totally a harmless lie. So that if there is such a thing, so the Sefer Yireim writes that it's only asur midrabbanan if it doesn't hurt anybody. And Rabbi Yochum Fischel Perlau in his commentary to the Sefer Mitzvahs Rasad Yigon explains that maybe it's not, or suggests that it may not even be asur midrabbanan. Most Rishonim hold, though, that it's aser even midaraisa, even if it's not going to hurt anybody. The lashon midvar sheker sounds like any untruth. It doesn't matter who it's going to harm. So that's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina, what if you just hear the lies, you don't say them? You're listening to the lies, like we said before from the Sefer Hasidim. You're just sitting there nodding, and you're not actually saying any lies. So Rabbi Feldman digs up in Ateres Yirmiyahu to Shemos. Don't know who Ateres Yirmiyahu is. You got to look in the back of the right and the good. I'm sure he gives you a little bio of him, who suggests that even hearing lies is included in tirchak, which would imply that it's not bein adam lechaver, because I'm not doing anything to anybody else by hearing the lie other than to myself. I'm causing myself to be contaminated, so to speak, with lies, with untruths. So in that way, the emphasis would be more on bein adam laatzmo than on bein adam lechavero. If a lie is completely benign, not just that it's not, you're not harming anybody, but it's something that's a kind of lie that wouldn't harm anybody. I was on vacation once, and we were far out of town. We were in Arizona, and we were going on a jeep ride through Sedona, and we were the only Jews within miles, probably. And someone on the jeep ride, someone said, "What's your name?" So I'm going to start explaining. My name is Aryeh. "Oh, that's a funny name. What kind of name is that?" And go through the. I'm wearing a baseball cap. You know, obviously they can't tell I'm Jewish because I'm wearing a baseball cap. So my tzitzis hanging out, and the fact that it's a Yankee cap, don't give it away. But so I said my name is David. I just figured, you know, end the conversation right there. I just wasn't in the mood. I wasn't in the mood for a conversation. So it's totally benign. The person didn't bother. The person didn't hurt them in any way. Okay, fine, nice to meet you. That was it. That was the end of the conversation. Is that mutter or is that aser? So pashtos, it's aser, right? Bein adam la'atzmo, it's just not a good thing. It's not a good thing to train yourself to tell a lie. Or what if you withhold elements of truth, thereby harming another person? So if it's bein adam l'chavero, that would also be included. But if it's bein adam la'atzmo, that it's just you're training yourself to be a liar while not telling all the truth, and that causing harm to another person probably doesn't affect me la'atzmo in terms of making myself into a liar, but bein adam l'chavero, it has an effect. And l'chavero, that would be aser as well. And another nafkamina would be, can you correct the iser by telling the truth? So if it's been on the Chavero, so you could set the record straight and correct the Isser perhaps. But if it's been on the Atzmo, so then maybe I can't correct the Isser by telling the truth, because I already hurt myself. I already made myself a worse person by lying. Pashtus is it's both. Been on the Chavero and been on the Atzmo. One last issue that we'll talk about, even though there's a lot more to talk about, is lying for the sake of peace. The Gemara Maseches Yevam Mistaf Samachem Beis tells us that Mutzer Lo La'adam L'Shanos B'Dvar HaShalom, that a person is allowed to lie for the sake of keeping the peace. Gives an example from Yaakov Avinu, from Yosef, and other examples as well. And it gives an example from Shmuel that you're allowed to say that Gadol HaShalom and even HaKadosh Baruch Hu lied for the sake of peace, from the famous example with Sarah and with Avram, that Adoniza Cain is what she said, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu reported to Sarah that not that she said that you're old, but that she said that she's old. So the Chakira that Rabbi Feldman discusses in lying for the sake of peace is do we say that Shalom is Docha Emes because Shalom is a higher value than Emes? That both are values in Judaism. Shalom is a greater value and therefore it's Docha Emes. Or maybe you could say no. Maybe you could say that the din is that when something is, when it's B'makom Shalom, that which is untrue is not called a sheker. It doesn't have a shame sheker anymore. That sheker in the Torah doesn't mean something that is objectively not true. It means something that's wrong to say. It doesn't have a shame sheker. So what's a nafkamina? So several nafkaminas. Should you go out of your way dafka to lie for the sake of peace? So if it's just that you have two competing values and shalom is a greater value than MS, so then why should I go out of my way to lie and to do something that's really inherently wrong? But if you say that it doesn't have a shame sheker, b'makom shalom, doesn't have a shame sheker at all, so sure I should. If it could achieve peace, I'm not saying any lie. It's not halachically sheker. The raya is from the Gemara Ksuba, Stav Tesayim Beis, when it says Ketsa Merak Lufnei Akala. So the Gemara is a discussion. Should you say Kala Na V'Chasuda or Beishamai says to Beisil? No. What if she's not a Kala Na V'Chasuda? So you're supposed to say Midvar Sheker Tirchak. So you should say Kala Kemo Shehi. Describe her for what she is. You shouldn't say Kala Na V'Chasuda. So the Beisil said, Nah, that's a very bad idea. You're gonna, you know, that's not the way to maintain shalom between people, between the brios by going and giving an accurate description of the Kala. It's much better to just say, stick with the line, Kala Na V'Chasuda. Why doesn't anyone suggest, just don't say anything? Why do you have to say something? Because apparently the opportunity to create shalom is enough that you're allowed to go out of your way to lie in order to create shalom. So it makes it sound like that it doesn't have a din, it doesn't have a shame sheker b'chlal. Obviously there are many more nafkaminas and examples and rayas, but it's a 10-minute shir, it's not an hour-long shir, so... different time, maybe we'll get to those discussions. So, basics of Midvar Sheker Tirchak.